بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Dear respected brothers, elders, ulama-i kiram, and mothers and sisters listening from home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, on behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy, I would like to give everyone a warm welcome, and using the words said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, marhaban bikum. Alhamdulillah, many brothers are participating in today's 22nd annual youth conference, and brothers have come from far and wide. And there will be many brothers and sisters who are unable to attend. They are also participating in this program today. This participation of the program in which the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are going to be imparted, it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter how much shukr and gratefulness we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to show that gratitude which is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to understand that we are participating in a great gathering. If only we understood the value of these gatherings, then there will be no need to explain at the beginning of every program such as this, that this is the reward that a person gets participating in this program. These are the blessings that envelope a gathering in which the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned. But unfortunately, because of our lack of ilm, because of our lack of knowledge, we have lost our connection with the Quran, we have lost our connection with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have lost our connection with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have lost our connection with the teachings and the lifestyle of our akabir and our pious predecessors. And it is for this reason that we see that in today's day and age, there is a lot of confusion when it comes to Islam. In regards to Islam, there is a lot of confusion. Because of our lack of knowledge, we understand something to be right as wrong. Because of our lack of knowledge, we are taking wrong as right. Because of our lack of knowledge, we get confused that is this impermissible or is it permissible? Is this permissible or is it impermissible? At times when Sharia demands that we need to do something, we do not fulfill that act. And when we are supposed to stay away from something, we end up doing something completely wrong and bringing the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this confusion, this environment of confusion, this climate of confusion that we are finding ourselves in, what is the reason for this? The reason for this is that we have disassociated ourselves from the authentic ilm of Nubuwwah. In order for us to understand and to give the right picture, the proper picture of Islam to the people once more, we need to bring into our lives the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in order for us to do this, what do we need to do? We need to find authentic ulama, God-fearing ulama. And we need to adopt their company. We need to affiliate ourselves with institutes of knowledge, knowledge of Nubuwwah. We need to associate ourselves with the madaris, with those movements whose main aim is to create awareness of the authentic teachings of Islam. Ilm is a very valuable asset. A person who brings ilm into his life. And when I mention the word ilm, I am not talking about worldly knowledge, worldly sciences. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he mentions that anything else besides the ilm of Nubuwwah, they are regarded as arts and sciences. There is only one ilm. There is only one thing which can be referred to as ilm. That is the ilm of Nubuwwah. If a person brings ilm and nubuwwah into his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this person very valuable. People will look at him with an eye of envy. People will respect him. People will honor him. And in today's day and age, we are seeing something completely different. And what is that? We have disassociated ourselves from ilm. And because we have disassociated ourselves from ilm, this has brought a defect into our lives. And an environment of hostility has been created. If a person brings ilm into his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant honor to us once more. So we need to associate ourselves with the correct authentic knowledge. And because of our lack of connection with the authentic knowledge, because of our laziness in attaining authentic knowledge, we are finding ourselves in that we are doing many wrong things. And sometimes we are doing those things which bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which make us end up in committing sin and becoming disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah was mentioning yesterday that what we need to do is we need to attach ourselves as fully as possible to authentic deen, to the authentic knowledge of Islam, to the authentic knowledge of Nubuwa. And the respected Shaykh Hafizahullah, he emphasized that we need to attach ourselves so much, that day in, day out, a day should not go that we are away from this ilm of Nubuwa. And our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah, like it is his style, that when he explains something, he explains with examples. Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah mentions that if a person wants to earn a living, he is either a taxi driver, he owns a shop, then we will not see him that in order to earn a living, he will go and do his taxi rounds once in a week, twice in a week. He will open his shop 3 times a week, once a week. Sometimes he will open his shop at 9 o'clock. Sometimes he is found opening his shop at 12 o'clock. No, he knows that he needs to earn a living. So he firmly attaches himself to his business, to his endeavor, his objective. And because of that, what do we see? That sometimes he is doing his taxi rounds during the day. And if he knows that he has not been able to make the projected profit, he's also working during the night. He is working during the weekdays. He's also working during the weekends. When it comes to a shopkeeper, he will not open his shop at 9 o'clock, the time which is the opening time. He will go at 8 o'clock and make arrangements. He will take deliveries and make sure that when he strikes 9 o'clock, the customers are able to benefit from him. So this person has attached himself firmly to his business. We need to do the same thing. We need to attach ourselves. And because we have not attached ourselves, we do not know how much knowledge of ilm we have ourselves. Yes, there are people who are away from deen. Whether we take the condition of those people who are away from deen, or we take the condition of those people who are religious. Because we have not understood that we need ilm. We need nubuwa. We are never yearning for more. We have all become complacent. And we have all become comfortable that the ilm that I have, that is enough for me. Yes, I need to do some touching up. Do some touching up so I can reach a higher stage in Jannah. But because of this lax attitude, we are not continually looking for authentic ilm. Our condition was such that yes, I am very far behind in deen. I have to gain more deen. Then we will be doing the same thing that the likes of Imam Bukhari rahimullah did. The likes of Imam Muslim rahimullah did. The likes of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimullah did. The likes of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, Imam Idris al-Shafi'i rahimullah did. That they had gained ilm. And the whole world knows that they were mountains of ilm. They had reached the peak of ilm. But what do we see? That one day they are in one city, another day they are in another city, one day they are in one country, another day they are in another country, one day they are by one ustaz, another day they are by another ustaz. Hundreds of ustaz they would meet, they would go to, because they knew that they were still very far behind in deen. And what is our condition today? We have all become complacent. In order for us to understand what deen requires from us, what are the priorities in deen, to set our priorities right. Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah was mentioning yesterday that our condition is right now that we do not think intellectually. We do not put Sharia in the forefront. Rather, we are doing things emotionally. We are doing things emotionally. And because of that, we are doing many wrong things. Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah mentioned that when a person is faced with a situation, with a scenario, then what does he need to do? He needs to overpower his nafs. He needs to overpower those desires which are within him. And what does he need to overpower it with? He needs to overpower it with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So instead of his emotions controlling him, his intellect and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they control him. And if they control him, then he will do everything staying within the boundaries of Sharia. So alhamdulillah, we are all participating in the 22nd annual youth conference. The main reason why our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah, he initiated the Islamic Dawah Academy, was that those people who are heading towards the fire of Jahannam, how to bring them back and put them on the straight path so they can direct themselves to the path of paradise, to the path of Jannatul Firdaus. To safeguard the iman of our present generation, our future generation. To create the awareness of the authentic and true teachings of Islam and how to pass it on to future generations. And to make people develop spiritually and morally. Inshallah, the different activities that the Islamic Dawah Academy is doing, as the program progresses, you will be informed of more. First and foremost, in order to initiate today's program, I would like to call a student from the fourth year of the Alim class of Jamia Riyadul Uloom, which is the Darul Uloom which runs under the Islamic Dawah Academy, Ibrahim Patel, to read a few verses of the glorious Quran.